This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome my colleague and friend, Lorenza Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation, reporting from Genoa of the state of affairs in Italy as the spring tourist season reopens. We begin with tragedy, however, perhaps a measure of spring and tourists returning. Italian officials have arrested three people on manslaughter charges over a fatal cable car accident in northern Italy that happened in these last days. However, 14 people died. However, it does indicate that people are coming back outside. And what we're concerned with is safety, yes, and the tragedy of the cable car reminds me of a cable car ride I took once upon a time. Never again. Good heavens, it can get scary. Lorenzo, a very good evening to you. The tragedy in northern Italy, but the joy throughout Italy with tourists returning. And I want to first touch on the virus before we go to the tourists. What is the latest understanding from Rome about the virus and the vaccine? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. Well, the news about the virus and the vaccine from Rome are absolutely promising. I mean that we are doing well. The new cases have been come down from the 23,000 cases on the end of March, down to 4,000 new cases discovered yesterday. And this is a continuous reduction day by day of this curve, which is very important. What is even more important is the reduction of people that needs intensive therapy that are now around 1,300. And so this is also another good sign that the situation is getting under control. Regarding the vaccine, there are now 32 million people that got the first dose. So that means 53% of the population. We are 2 points better than the average of all the European Union countries. And very likely we could be the first country having the green pass available on our mobile device from next 15 of June. So tourists are coming. I got a few news that over the weekend was
wonderful.
An increase of passengers.
Tourists returning is wonderful news. Let's concentrate on not the French and German tourists, which were there last summer. How about the American tourists? What is the latest you can tell us, Lorenzo?
Well, the American tourists are not as many as the European countries, simply because there are different rules for entry Italy from the European countries and from U.S. Just to give you an understanding of this different situation, if you are coming from a European Union countries, you don't need to have other than a demonstration of a swab test done 48 hours before coming to Italy. While from US, you need to do it, the same test, but at least 72 hours before, and being, of course, negative. And if your stay lasts more than 5 days, you have to go under a period of fiduciary quarantine for 10 days. But I think that this situation is going to be harmonized in the next 2-3 weeks. I mean that U.S. citizen can come to Italy or to other European countries with the same limitation or the same rules as from all the other European countries.
Are you hearing stories about the India variant? I've seen stories like this and reported them from London. And I understand Paris is concerned about India as well. Do you see that in your news, Lorenzo?
Well, there were some sign of these Indian variants over the last, let's say, 2 weeks ago, because there were a couple of cases discovered. We have some Indian people now living in Italy, particularly in the countryside, because they look after agriculture and the couples, and they have been immediately isolated. This, of course, brought the Italian need to stop any direct flight from India. What we have been told by the news is that after and Pfizer vaccine are doing well against this variant.
Yes.
And so we feel pretty confident that we are in a good situation for the time being.
The life on the streets. You're in Genoa, and I'm presuming your news is that the weather is wonderful. It is springtime, but are there more people on the streets? Is there more traffic?
Absolutely, absolutely. More people on the traffic. Yesterday, when I was coming back home to my small apartment here in Genoa, I could see many people walking on the cornices, the road that is just fronting the seaside. And of course, the sea resorts are open. The weather is fine, beautiful, clear blue sky, but unfortunately temperature is still pretty freezy. So I didn't see many having their first bath in the sea. But absolutely, the situation is perfect for a nice holidays on the seaside. And particularly in the south. South
has a much better temperature, typically of summer season.
What about dining? You have the best food I've ever eaten, and there's lots of it. But can people go back inside restaurants? Are they still eating out on the street?
Well, absolutely. And, of course, you could appreciate how many Italians are now loving to stay as the days are longer with the sunshine until late 8, lights until 9 p.m.
And so they are enjoying their drinks at the bar table or having dinner, but only outdoors.
Only outdoors. On
the
only outdoors.
Bar restaurants will be open also indoor as well.
I see. There is indoor dining. And is it restricted? We'd have about a minute. Are there limitations to how many people in a restaurant?
Yes, there is a limitation, which will be confirmed also for June when restaurant bar will open also indoor and not only
that you can sit at the table no more than four people.
This is
the limitation that we have.
Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation reporting the good news from Italy after more than a year of bad news or disappointing news or discouraging prospects. Italy is open again for tourists, especially American tourists, with restrictions. You follow rules as you leave America and as you arrive in Italy and vice versa. The weather is excellent, and of course, there is nothing like Italian sunshine. There's no other color like it in the world. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.